that's why. We're back, mofos!
Yeah, for now. God knows how long it's been. I don't even know if I posted that other one.
Oh, man, I don't know. It was like before Thanksgiving.
Was it before that, or was it before that? I don't know.
I don't know.
All I know is I probably didn't even produce it, so I don't even know what we're talking about.
That's all good. But it's 2020, and it's still raining.
It really is. So that's to date it. Even though it's still not dated, because it could be on any day that it's raining.
Yeah, which has been a bunch so far. But
see, it really hasn't.
I know, but per tradition of our...
Wow, you have to have at least four people to play this game.
Oh, but per our tradition of doing the podcast, yeah. It rains a lot.
It does.
It rains more than it doesn't.
It does. Sorry, I'm opening a gift.
Gift.
He gave me.
Yeah. 2 months too late.
Yeah. That's how long it's been since we've seen each other.
Yep.
But anyway, how have you been during the new year?
I mean, I was sick, and I was better, and then I was sick, and now I'm better again. With the exception of a lingering cough.
No, if I get a cough, I always have a damn cough.
Yeah. So my brother had that problem too, where he was just constantly coughing. I was like,
mm-hmm.
So, oh. It has YouTube instructions.
Yeah, which is that dates the game, meaning that it's at least recent enough to have the link of a YouTube. It's not even linked to a YouTube. It's literally the name of the game.com, and apparently probably there is where you'll have your link to the YouTube video.
Huh.
They may have it embedded. I don't know. A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's pretty cool.
So, what you've been watching, what you've been playing?
We have been watching. I don't really get to watch a lot of games, and if you want to open this can of worms, I will go on a rant, because The Flash is the only game. The Flash is the only...
Derp.
We can. It doesn't matter.
Show.
Is the only show that I watch in the DCU CW.
Okay. Did you watch
the crossover? Yes, I watched the crossover bullshit. I'm so pissed that I did. Because honestly, it actually really sucked.
It was not very good.
It wasn't good, but I like...
There were moments, and they did some work on like a couple of the characters. But on a whole, it was...
But even at the very finale, when you watch the next episode of Flash, everything's in the same universe now.
Right, which I knew would happen.
Which is the point of what they did.
Yes.
To make it in the old universe. So, hold on. So, my problem with The Flash is the fact that, once again, Iris West is a
derp
idiot. I feel so bad for that actress because of all the dumb shit she does on the show.
Right.
And it's the same plot every time. And that, I guess that's another reason why The Flash is just not as appealing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because they literally go through the same lessons of, you're right, we should trust each other, we need to communicate. And literally the next season is, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. And if they just talked about it, they could have solved the whole crisis is averted.
Yep.
And so that has carried over into Sabrina. I love that show. It's a good show.
On Netflix,
okay. The Adventures of whatever.
Haven't seen it.
It is, interesting, and you have to take it with a grain of salt.
Right.
Because if you're...
Because it's super Satan-y.
Oh, ish.
Hail
but
Satan!
Yes, but ish.
Okay.
So...
Or super into satanic rituals.
It's a TV show. But...
I currently don't have Netflix, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We can make an arrangement.
Tate's already also made an arrangement, and I'll probably bring it back.
Yeah,
it's just
because the last season that they did, it was another thing of stupid writing,
mm-hmm.
where if they talked about it, they could get into it. And we're watching another Netflix show called Lock and Key.
Is that pretty good? Did you watch The Witcher?
Yeah, we watched The Witcher.
Did
it was
you?
Good.
I'm getting an emphatic yes back there, so that means she liked it.
It was good. Okay. Lock and Key is doing the same shit to where they're making stupid choices. Now, you could have the whole argument of they're teenagers and they're gonna make stupid decisions. But I don't remember being that stupid as a teenager.
I mean, I wasn't that stupid, but my brother was.
But if something happened in his life to where, I don't know, somebody threatened his life, would he not tell anybody?
Oh, yeah, he'd tell somebody.
Exactly. Now, the problem with Lock and Key, and this isn't a spoiler or anything, just because it happens in maybe the second episode or something, is the little kid is kind of the one leading the charge on this. Because, and of course, everybody's like, oh, he's a little kid, we're not going to believe him. That disappears after the second episode, possibly third. And then, I'm trying to get away from not telling details. But, after the third episode, the older siblings believe him.
Ah.
That's when he should start telling them more information. But yet he refuses. Actually, he does tell them about the voice in the well, which happens like either first episode or second episode. And they're like, oh, this is... they don't even go into this is probably serious. The little kid doesn't tell them a detail that he should have told them to where you could try to figure out more things. They kind of just gloss over the whole fact and was like, don't be doing this. And yet, you know. So I just hate horrible writing in that aspect. I would go into more detail, but I don't know how long it's been out. So I don't really want to talk about it, since we're not really into a quote-unquote spoiler cast.
Right.
So, I'm getting irritated at dumb writing and...
which seems to be a huge trend right now.
Oh my god.
Like, everywhere, across the board.
But I do enjoy the concept of Lock and Key, and hopefully... because a lot of people are like, you know, after the first seasons of a certain show, it gets better, etc., etc. I'm hoping that this is one of those things.
I am a firm believer of DC Legends of Tomorrow... after the first season, got an amazing better. And then it was bad for, like, the fourth season, and it's getting better again. So
now, don't get me wrong. I love Sabrina. It's an amazing show. They did real well. I'm wondering if they're gonna have a fourth episode, or a fourth season, or a fourth part. I don't even think they're seasons. I think it's, like, part one, part two, part three.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to go back outside?
No, I don't. It's raining.
Well, no, she whined, and she's looking at the door.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you back outside. So... there is that whole aspect of it. She looks like she's going very firmly to a corner.
Yep.
You can go outside too. Okay, you wanna? I think she might actually be pooping. But, it's a dog. She's pooping.
Dogs do that.
They do that. And we watch them do that to make sure that they poop. See? Okay.
It's anyway, nature.
It is nature. But anyway, so with the whole, like, story arc and all this, I find it extremely fascinating. They've added, in this part three, they've added a lot of awesome, like, other crossovers. I saw some other videos about the whole, like, Rivendell crossover, but apparently that's not a thing. Apparently Rivendell is a CW show?
It is. Riverdale is a CW show.
So when somebody...
if anything, it would have crossed over during Crisis on Infinite Earths. I'm surprised it didn't, and I'm actually glad it didn't.
I think it was just a reference because it's in the same universe, but it's not the same thing.
They crossed over freaking everything that was DC in that show.
Mm-hmm.
Literally everything.
So, I don't know, but I'm noticing dumb character decisions due to bad writing. And I'm like, how hard is it just to sit down and go, but there's this problem.
Yeah.
And work around it. Yeah. I mean, it's that simple. Unless it's a whole thing with contracts and all this junk that they don't have the time or the want to, and they have to produce things extremely fast. I don't know. But that's my tirade. And we've been watching those shows.
Yes,
nice. I did watch The Rich Witcher. And I didn't have a problem with anything in it.
Nice.
Like, it was good. I didn't see anything wrong with the writing. I didn't see, like, people are like, this is horrible. And I'm like, I don't understand why you think it's horrible.
I don't understand why you're mad type thing.
Yeah. Well, everybody was mad at Henry
Cavill?
Yeah, Henry Cavill.
Superman?
But I'm just like, it's not... he's decent at acting it. I mean, he's... yeah, that's writing, if anything. Script was bad, maybe. Because of the whole, like, apparently in the Witcher games, which I haven't even touched.
Well, the Witcher's a book.
Well, both.
Yeah.
But he's apparently, like, a a talking head. Like, he just talks a lot in those things, and he doesn't hardly say anything in the show. Meh.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, I've obviously watch a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much lately. Been watching Doctor Who.
See, is that even new?
Yeah.
I did see something about them getting another female doctor going into the African American, I think.
So,
unless I heard wrong and it was just a meme.
No. You didn't hear wrong. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
It also had a old returning cast member in there for like 5 seconds, which was also amazing. But they seem to not care about previous Doctor Who lore.
Okay, so they're going off canon?
Yes.
That's interesting.
So it's common knowledge that this last Doctor had he was the 13th. Capaldi was, I think, the 13th regeneration. I'm going to get roasted for being wrong.
Yeah, I don't know any of them. I thought the last one was the 12th.
He was the 12th. He was the 12th.
Yeah, the 13th.
So he had all 12 of his regenerations.
Yeah.
And then restarted.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided that the female doctor that is African American is not a future doctor, but a past doctor.
Okay.
Which breaks all the old canon. So people are now trying to find out, and neither doctor remembers each other.
Oh, okay.
So the current doctor doesn't remember her from her past, and the future, the other doctor doesn't remember the current doctor. So one of them...
So they're giving them amnesia now as canon?
Right. So we don't know. We really don't know where that doctor fits in the timeline. But suspicions are because Gallifrey is fine that she's a previous incarnation of the doctor, which breaks all canon.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So that question is just a huge turnoff to me, and plus the writing has been subpar. With the exception of the first episode of this season and moments of that episode that introduced that doctor. By far, the first episode and that episode were the best two of the season.
Yeah.
And I would call that episode, I would give it 5 out of 10, and I would give the first episode an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
And everything else has been worse than that.
So they're just saying that she's a past doctor, but they're not putting her anywhere in the timeline.
No. So
they could
she could
10 and a half.
They've already done that. So
hey,
I got most of her.
Hey, no, sit.
Okay.
So and like I said, breaking canon is a huge pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
You have this 50 years or more of history there. And then you decide, nah, fuck it. So I hate that.
Yeah, yeah. I would too.
Don't break canon.
Or they're trying to pull the whole Lost thing and there is no real canon. It's just like whatever they felt like doing.
No, there's canon. And he's fucking it.
I agree.
So... Doctor, she's great.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. The writing sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we had the same problem with Capaldi. He was a great doctor, but his writing sucked.
Mm-hmm.
He had good episodes,
mm-hmm.
but on a whole, his series was not written well.
Mm-hmm.
And that frustrates me, because she's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's disappointing.
Yeah, that sucks.
Wasting a good actress.
I lost the whole Doctor Who thing after Tenet? Yeah, because I saw
so you
nothing
never,
of Matt.
You never saw Matt Smith.
It's hard. It's always hard to get back into a doctor
but
after something.
It's so good.
Meh.
The David Tennant and Matt Smith era is like pinnacle of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, I just...
That's, everybody wants it to be back to that, and which is disappointing because it was Moffat that wrote it, and he...
Yeah.
Good old plot hole timey-wimey Moffat, and...
The Good Place. We finally finished The Good Place.
Oh, I'm about to start The Good Place.
Yeah. It's real good, and the ending is... The last episode is good. The ending of the last episode is more of a... It took me out of it. So, you have this whole emotional last ending. It's completely emotional because that's the way they set it up because of the whole writing and the way that you don't know what's going to happen, etc., etc.
Right.
Then they do the ending, and then it kind of, to me, took a step back from what the ending, from what the last episode was setting up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, they didn't show you anything. So yeah, the last episode doesn't really flow, like... It had this whole thing of being emotional,
mm-hmm.
and then the very last moment was like, you know, it could have taken it further and made you really break down and cry, but it just kind of took a step back with the way they explained something at the very end, then it was just like, meh.
Okay.
So.
I'll probably, by the time I get to it, I'll forget about it.
You'll forget exactly.
And then when we get there, we're like, oh, that's what he was talking about.
Yeah. Because so it is good, and the whole season is good because they answer things, but they don't because we don't have answers.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
okay.
And you have not seen any of it.
No.
Okay.
No. Zero.
We're gonna stop talking now.
Okay.
Because I don't even know if I spoiled anything at this point.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't care about spoilers. You're talking to the guy that went and found the spoilers 3 weeks before Star Wars came out and knew what was happening.
Yeah. I think we haven't seen it yet, but I think, well, I know one thing. That's about it.
I mean, it's not the greatest cinema, but with what he had to work with,
mm-hmm.
it's really good.
But from what I understand, he, the director, pretty much...
J.J. Abrams.
Erased what the last director did.
Right. And then also, at the same time, had to create a movie.
Yeah. Because,
that
but I don't know
moved
why.
Moved forward.
I don't know why he just said, nope, what he did is wrong. Was it Disney?
I think it was a little bit of both. Because, I mean, 90% of the fans were not happy, if you believe Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, yeah, but the fans don't like each other anyway. Sure. So. The fans don't like the beginning, they don't like the middle, and they don't like the end. It just doesn't matter. You're not going to please the fans. You just should create something for whatever purposes you want to do. Because you're not going to make anybody happy.
Right. Well, and then there's also things that came out later that J.J. Abrams was very shocked when he saw the movie in its final edit.
Ah.
It's not the movie he made.
Then did he just, like, check out and not watch?
No, so he made the movie, got it to a certain point, and then when it got to the editing room, Disney put their hands in it, and it came out something different.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we haven't seen it yet, and I want to see it. I don't know if we're going to see it in the theater, because it's now February, and it came out in December.
Yeah, so there's a whole scene at the end where all of the voices of the Jedi... previous Jedi are in there, and it's like, oh, wow, that's so cool. Well, they've filmed it with actors.
Nice.
And it got cut.
Nice. So, that's funny. We'll have to watch some of those things when we actually do see it.
Yeah.
But we have not seen The Mandalorian, but we don't have Disney Plus.
Oh, so good. Yeah. I can help you with that. I will help you with that.
That's what I was saying. We could do an exchange.
I will.
But apparently Tate's already doing an exchange with you.
For Netflix, yeah. But so. Yeah, I can help you with Disney Plus. Well, he's got my DC stream. Yeah.
I forgot about that. Because
yeah.
I haven't watched anything.
Titans,
off of it.
Super good.
Yeah. Is that the live action Titans?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, season 2. That's another good show. After you get past the first episode of season 2, because it feels like that part of that first episode was still part of season 1.
Yeah.
And then season 2 really starts in the second episode of season 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good, though.
Yeah.
Super good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so good. And I am excited for season 3. So we actually talked about Star Wars a little bit.
We did.
So, while we're still on movies, Birds of Prey came out.
Apparently.
To both good critics and fans. Same place. 80%.
But they didn't really have any marketing because I never saw it come out until people
That's
were like...
That's the biggest problem right now. Is
there's a movie.
There was like 2 trailers and nothing.
But apparently from not watching the videos, but from seeing articles and from seeing titles of videos, it had the worst opening weekend of any DC movie.
It did.
Because there was no marketing.
Zero marketing. And there's articles out there that I don't want to get into of them blaming...
Whatever. Yeah, I saw somebody post
the virus and all that. It's like...
I didn't even see that one.
Yeah, I don't care. You failed at the wheel of marketing this movie. They also changed the name this week. Yeah.
So it's no longer Birds of Prey?
Or? No, it was Birds of Prey and, like, The Emancipation of Harley Quinn, blah, blah, blah. It was, like, a long title. And so they just went Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey.
Gotcha.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
That's not important. Everybody knew what it was.
I never knew it was out until people were like, gonna go see Birds of Prey, and I'm like, when the hell did that thing happen?
So... It's like I said. It's from everything I've heard. It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
So I won't go see it in theaters because my time is limited and I'm very picky on what movies I go see.
Yeah.
In theaters, but I'll probably buy it. I'll definitely buy it when it comes out. So, all right, now games. This one is funny.
Okay, go for it.
So, in previous podcasts, I have done nothing but shit on Destiny.
Yeah, because it's a bad game.
It's a shitty game. Yeah. I still stand by it.
But you still play it.
I picked it back up.
Of course you did.
And it's still a shitty game.
Of course it is.
And I still derped and continued to play it up until probably 2 weeks ago. So, since we've been gone... From the podcast, I played Destiny up until 2 weeks ago. Tate and Danny.
Okay.
And it was basically Tate was like, come play. And then, of course, we played, and I was like, all right. I told our buddy Karsten, hey, we're playing Destiny. And Karsten came in and started playing. So, playing GTA 5 again now.
Yeah.
It's a pretty funny game. It's got a lot of dumb moments in it.
Yeah.
And so that's
I haven't played in a while because of the whole like Xbox 360, you know, when they made the Xbox One and then they made that version and you could port your character over bullshit.
Yeah.
Mine never ported over. Or there was something wrong and I didn't care to actually talk to people about trying to get it ported over or whatever. I don't know, I haven't touched it in forever. Just because of that issue. But I watch videos of them playing it, and apparently it's just a money suck at this point.
Oh, yeah. It's huge money suck.
Like, they finally added the heists when they've been telling you that for 9, 10,
and the new heist, is just murder on the host.
Yeah. Money loss. Well, most of them are. Most of them are the host has to shell out millions of dollars. Now, granted, at the end, when you do the heist, you get the bigger cut.
But it doesn't offset the real world, especially on the new heist.
Yeah, that's the worst mechanic that they're not going to fix.
No, because they can... That's why they haven't made a GTA 6 yet. It's because they can milk online.
But apparently there is talks of it.
You know,
also talks of a Fallout 5, finally.
After Fallout 76?
Oh, dear Lord. Yeah, there's talks of a Fallout 5. I don't know what the story arc will be, and I don't know if it'll be single player. I assume it will be, because it's the numeric value rather than other things. Now, granted, they did have New Vegas, and that was a continuation, sort of, but none of those games are continuations anyway.
Right.
They're all standalone, and maybe have some lore to the previous or something like that, but their storylines are getting worse.
Yeah, like suffered from bad writing.
Yeah, it's Fallout 4. I posted a sidetrack a little bit here. I posted on Reddit a idea for a Fallout game that would not interrupt anything and actually be better, because Fallout 3, you were searching for your dad. You were both involved. You're searching for your dad. Fallout 4. Sorry. You were searching for your kid, but I skipped New Vegas. New Vegas wasn't the whole dad arc, but you got shot in the head and you wanted revenge.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, that was the other part of not necessarily bad writing, but it was like, if anybody, you were a normal person in the wastelands being a courier and you got shot in the head. A normal person would just go, you survive, and go, fuck that shit. And just move on with your life. And probably not become a badass. Like, there's no way.
I don't know.
There's no way you would become a master at demolitions, talking, charisma, intelligence, just to do all that. Like, there's no way.
I don't know. I mean,
don't get me wrong. It's a good game, and they gave you multiple endings, depending on which faction you chose.
That's better than Mass Effect.
Except for Caesar. I think there wasn't really a good, I can't remember, but I always chose there is no good ending. There was like four or five endings. You gave control to Mr. House, and everybody was happy. Mm-hmm. But he got what he wanted. He was like a dictator, but it turned out for the best, so to speak. You sided with the NCR and gave them control, and the government was starting to rise again. You gave control to Caesar, and everything went to hell. You killed everyone.
And everything went to hell.
And you just walked away. Like, you killed House. You didn't really do it. Like, you could become the overlord as well. And then I think one was just, like, you walking away from everything or something. I can't remember. But there was, like, four or five endings.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, four was you looking for your kid, which they kind of went back to that trope. And they did a little bit of a twist, but the game ultimately wasn't as good as it could be because they focused on other mechanics rather than the story. Because
They figured we can put Fallout on it and it'll be good.
Well, they were trying to put the whole, like, base building onto the whole game mechanic, and that was probably more of a, let's see if this works for Fallout 76, because they had the whole, you build your base, you can move your base type thing, but mm-hmm. it still wasn't the best. And there is definitely some loopholes and some plot holes that they didn't think about in the whole thing, because you had to choose. You could become the overlord of the Institute, but nobody else knew it. Like, after you did that, it was like you couldn't solve the problems. You couldn't be like, I am now in charge, mm-hmm. which you are, and you couldn't make things good. Like, you couldn't come out to the world and be like, hey, we're here, we're doing these things, and you all know me. Like, the railroad knew you if you did most of theirs. The Brotherhood knew you because you did most of theirs. Because you're going to do most of everybody's arc until it comes to the pinnacle of, you have to decide who you're going to do this mission for, because once you do this mission, everybody else hates you.
Okay.
It's like, you can pretty much play all three sides until you get to one mission on each of those story arcs to go, once you do this, there is no coming back. Like, you are about to...
You're a part of this faction.
You're a part of this faction, and you're about to alienate everybody. Mm-hmm. But see, that was the thing. And the Minutemen. Like, all those factions, you weren't able to actually, like, make things better, because everybody knew you. The only people that were really going to be pissed off was the Brotherhood, because they're masochists. No, that's not the right term. They're supremacists, and want it all for themselves, and want everything else to kind of pretty much die, because it's an opposing force that could be their rival.
Mm-hmm.
At least this faction of the Brotherhood was that way.
The one in Fallout 3, I think, was pretty much the only broken off faction that was trying to better things and be better for everybody else, whereas this faction is just a supremacist group. So there, it was a whole broken thing. I pretty much talked about it somewhere else, and I can't remember because I haven't played in a while to really go into it. But yes, it was broken. And now they're going to make out Fallout 5, and who knows what the story arc is going to be. And it's, I don't even know what they're thinking about doing, unless they're going to take some shit from 76 and try to make that a lore, because it's just a whole nightmare.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah. Other games, though, I haven't played Witcher yet. And I have played Darkest Dungeon, which it was a Kickstarter, probably on computer first, and then they finally got it on Switch. I've been playing a lot of Switch games because it's easy.
It is super easy.
It's so easy.
My Switch is at my parents' house.
What?
Yeah, the nieces and nephews are playing Mario Kart.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of Jackbox games. They're good.
Oh, they're so good.
They're so good. That alien pushed the button. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
So... I'm looking forward to Halo Infinite.
When was that supposed to come out? They've been teasing that for a while.
It's going
to
be November when the new Xbox comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've been watching Picard.
Is it good?
So good.
Now, what streaming service is that on?
CBS All Access.
Oh. That's why we haven't watched
it. Yeah, I basically added it to my Amazon Prime, and as soon as it's over, I'll cut it.
Okay. I didn't know that was a function.
Yeah. It's like five bucks a month on your Amazon Prime, and then...
Oh, okay. Yeah, once you're done.
Yeah, and then...
Yeah.
So
we've been watching Avenue 5, and that's pretty fun so far.
Hmm.
It's actually a new one, so we're having to watch it week to week. But it's interesting so far. There's only been 4 episodes. It's a funny take on space... voyaging, but making it a cruise ship.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe like the Orwell or Orville.
But they're doing a funny take on Star Wars or Star Trek.
Star Trek. It's basically Star Trek, but if we were doing it.
Yeah. So
real humans, not the ideal
humans. Ideal humans, yeah. So no, it's not a farce on that. It's just a farce on all. I don't know where they're going to go with it. Because they're in the first episode. It's either the first episode or something goes wrong. Because there has to be chaos for you to actually have something. And it's apparently going to take them like 3 years to get back to Earth. Rather than the whole thing of maybe being like 3 weeks or something like that. It was 8 weeks. So yeah, 8 weeks to get back to Earth. Now it's 3 years, so I don't know if they're going to speed up the timeline or what's going to happen, if it's only going to be a one season thing or not.
Okay.
It's good so far.
Hmm.
But yeah.
The last thing I have on my list is something no one else will care about other than myself. So, over the weekend,
okay,
a 20-year-old guy from Sweden. I was like, it was either Switzerland or Sweden, but it was Sweden.
Gotcha.
Broke the world record in pole vaulting.
Yep, only you.
Only me.
All right.
6.17 meters.
Okay.
That's 20 feet, 3 inches.
So he went over the pad and landed on his legs and broke his legs.
No. Like I said, he's 20.
Yes.
And broke the world record.
Yes.
Some of the other previous world record holders did it when they were like 28, 29. Mm-hmm. You can vault for a long time. The video of this kid, he is a bean pole.
Oh, yeah.
He's got like...
So he's the size of the pole vault.
No, pole vaulters are generally taller, which made it so odd that I was one. But he's... arms are smaller than mine.
Nice.
Right now. Yeah, it's just like, how in the world?
Mm-hmm.
He's apparently been doing it since he was 6.
Damn!
And breaking world records at his age groups.
Okay.
So he is a phenom that I'm very interested to see where he goes from.
Yeah.
And this isn't just like I said, he's a phenom. He's been doing it for a long time. He has been trying to break the world record for like 3 weeks now and just finally did it. Gotcha.
So, like,
I thought we were going to talk about the pole vaulting pit in your backyard.
Oh my god, that thing's garbage, and I need to find a way to get it out of there.
Well, I mean, if you never need help, just to drag it to the street, because it is no longer in any good shape whatsoever. Well,
there's no way they would take it on the street. I'd have to take it to a dump.
No, you won't.
You don't think?
Yeah, they'll take it. Dude, have you seen some of the shit that's on the side of the roads?
No.
You think
I leave my house other than to go to work and come here?
No, but that's what I'm saying, is the fact that it was... They'll pick it up. They have a dump truck claw thing.
There's no way they'll pick that up with a claw.
Yeah.
The parts of that are huge.
Yeah.
Meh.
Okay.
If they don't on your garage day, your garbage day, then you'll know.
And then I have to find a way to get it back.
Well, no, you just put it in your back of your truck, and then we'll take it to the dump.
I'll do a trailer at my dad's trailer to do that.
There you go. So see, there you go. Now we have a plan. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'm turning my garage into a gym.
I heard.
Yep, because my dad, every time he goes to the gym, 2 weeks later he gets sick, and then he can't go, and then he misses treatments and stuff like that. So he figured we'll just deal with my germs, and only my germs.
Mm-hmm. And now why not do it in his garage?
His garage is way worse than mine.
Okay. Which reminds me, that means we have to get that canoe out, and we'll bring it over here.
Whenever.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's not in the way right now. Because Carson's is still in there, too, so don't worry about it. There is, however, a tube TV. Can I throw that away?
Is it mine?
It came with you.
Did it?
Yes.
Throw it away. It does not come to this house.
Okay. If there's anything other than the kayak, I will ask you. Well, there's a large light pole that's about as long as a pole vault pole.
Oh, wait. That might be something.
I won't throw it away. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. That seems
oddly familiar. I will store it with the pole vault poles.
That seems awfully familiar, and I don't know why.
You said, I'll store it with the pole vault poles. It's no problem.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Good talk.
Oh, yeah.
Until next time.
We got to do it again.
We'll have to figure it out. Oh, I may go ahead and tease this, even though you don't even know anything about it. We may do a video of a product review.
Oh, cool.
Yep. And we need to get you a video camera of some sort.
I might have
one. Not a video camera, like like the kind that I have. I'll show you.
Okay.
Because it's, we're not going to be near each other, but we're going to be close to each other, but not. We'll have to film it separately, but at the same time.
I am concerned and intrigued.
I have a couple of these products, and I want to review them to see how good they really are.
Okay.
All right.
So, I'm going to pitch an idea later, too.
Cool. All right. Y'all have fun.
All right. Peace. Bye.